Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Another informative session with Laura.
You know what it is, and I mean this very sincerely, we are so blessed with Laura Curran. We are so blessed with Madeline Singus, with Judy Bosworth, with Anna Kaplan, with Gina, you know, and it's women, but there's plenty of men, Wayne Wink, etc. But the women that we have in the county and in the town and in the state right now,
And in your home.
And what? That's right. In your
and
home.
In your home.
In your home. But they're just such wonderful examples of caring. And it really is. I mean, and for Laura to take her time out, you know, to come on just to inform people, just to make you feel comfortable that they're on top of it. They're doing their best to get as many vaccines out here as quickly as possible. And we will look back. And eventually we'll look back and it'll all be over and it'll be, do you remember this? And do you remember that? And yeah, there's going to be some things, I don't know what they are yet, that are going to end when the COVID ends. I mean, relationships even that started, but you're not seeing the person. It's going to be over, unfortunately. It's life. It's constantly changing. But it'll be also nice to get back to other relationships. You know, my 10-year-old, he's dying to come back to the house. When am I going to come in again? It's like, oh.
One of the things that I've looked into, because that's how my brain works, I guess, from my business years, is the process to get these vaccines to where they finally are. You know, it starts from the research, the development, the manufacturing. You know, they have to authorize that it's good and the whole bit that goes along with it. I don't think people have any idea that this is a tremendous process. You know, to do this, it's not like you just say, okay, let's ship them out to Walgreens. You know, it doesn't work like that. And I think hopefully if anything comes out of this whole thing is that we have developed a process that if we run into other things down the road, which we might, that this process will be basically in place, if you will, to be able to handle it quicker, more efficiently. I'm sure lots have been learned during this process, what not to do and what to do. So out of all these adversities, you learn stuff. That's the bottom
line.
That's
right, Otto. That's looking at the glass half full. I like it.
Yeah. The federal government has an obligation, in my mind, to always be ready for these kind of situations because they can happen anytime. But the town of North Hempstead doesn't. And Christina can talk about this. I mean, I don't know how many pop-ups we had in the North Hempstead, but all of a sudden the people in community services and DOSA all of a sudden got a phone call that on 3 days from today, we have 500 doses we're giving out.
Yeah. Boing.
And you guys did great. But tell how that went about.
Yeah. So we, you know, it's funny because, you know, while I'm doing this, we have, because the first dose of vaccines that we did were in February. So now their second dose is coming up this weekend. So there's all these you know, everyone thought it would be better to follow up because a lot of people, you know, they get confused with what time they were supposed to come or whatnot. So we're doing a whole kind of follow-up call thing. But we had, there was, I believe, five pods we did so far. It was four or five. I can't even look. But we've provided 1,694 shots. So that is, and that was a mix of Moderna, and we did some Johnson & Johnson. We partnered with Catholic Health Services and with Northwell to do that. So it was, it's really great to, you know, as we always say, you know, we're all in this together, and it's nice that, you know, every, whatever kind of, you know, local government, everyone's kind of trying to pull together with the state, you know, with the county and, you know, whatnot. So it's great that we were able to certainly help out. And the problem is we did it so well. It's like, you know, they just want to keep doing these pop-up vaccines over at North Hempstead. So it's, but I was really happy that, the county executive had mentioned the homebound, because that's something that a list that I've been keeping, you know, which I, cause you know, listen, everyone knows me by now and they know I like to keep a centralized kind of situation. So if the time comes, you know, we're prepared with that list and, you know, we can go on our way. So I've been asking since this whole started, you know, I have a couple of different going, but one of them is this homebound list, because there are a lot of seniors who are either homebound or they're a caregiver for someone that's homebound, so they can't really get out of the house. And there's the number is certainly growing, you know, and we've been at Project Independence trying to kind of keep our eye on that, because it's certainly something that, you know, we're getting calls about. And so it was good to hear that, you know, over the county, they're trying to figure out a way to do this. I know that I just saw an article in the Times, I think it was, or Newsday, and it was, you know, Northwell was doing those Johnson & Johnson shots to some homebound seniors who were in their kind of doctor at home concierge kind of program. They were able to administer those to the seniors. So hopefully we'll get to that, you know, because that's definitely, I think, something that we need to figure out, because those are the people that unfortunately don't have the tools to navigate getting to, you know, one of these other facilities. So I'm hoping that we'll get to there soon.
You know, I read something, Citibank, I believe it is, has a self COVID test that they distributed to 5,000 employees where you get a kit and you basically swab yourself, and then there's some solution you dip it in.
Yes.
And it tells you if you had COVID or not.
Yeah.
Thinking about people who are homebound and other people, frankly.
I've actually heard about that for a very long time now, but it's on these podcasts and radio shows I listen to. So it's mostly very wealthy people that have access to these kits. So it would be, you know, and it was working for them because they were going to film or whatnot. They were able to kind of do these at home self, you know, tests. So it would be interesting to see, certainly if it could get, you know,
well, they actually distributed it to 5,000 employees. So I guess the company pays for that.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that they weren't spreading it around to other people. It's a good idea.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I mean, all these things, I think, you know, as we were saying, this is certainly a thing that we're about, you know, over a year in, you know, this situation. So I think it's, you know, there are things that we realized, you know, some things that didn't work, you know, but, you know, this was something that just kind of came out and no one knew what the heck was going on. So businesses had to adjust, you know, governments had to kind of adjust. And I think that, you know, hopefully these things can get in place that, you know, God forbid, I really, you know, I'm saying knocking on, if I had wood all around me, I'll knock on the table. We don't have to kind of, we can get a little breather in the next few years from this whole situation. Cause I feel like the after effects are certainly, you know, something to worry about with this situation. So, but it is getting better. You know, we're going on the other side of the curve and it's just nice to see, you know, and I say this every week, you know, and, you know, the following week I get, you know, the notifications on my phone that, you know, a certain number or place is being open or a percentage is being raised, you know, so it's good to see things kind of regaining, you know, some kind of normalcy and the weather's getting better. So, you know, you're more able to do things outside and whatnot. So it's all these good things. So we have to hold on to those things. I'm wearing my Hope bobby pin today, you know, in honor of where we're at. So it's certainly something that I think is good. And it's just nice to have, I just have to give another thank you to the county executive, Laura Curran, because, you know, this is her second week. And we hope, and as we said, that each week, if her schedule allows, she can come on, give us a quick update. Because the good thing is that each week there is something to give an update about, you know, which shows you that things are moving and there's progress being made and new updates, you know, with initiatives that are going on. So thank you to her for doing that, because it's just a great show. Today's just so filled with great information, you know. All of our listeners really can, we really must be getting quite a brain fuel today. So it's really good.
You know what it is? And especially going back to Laura, but then I always give a shout out to you, Christina. You know, if you put people together to care, it works. That's the end of it. If you put people together who care, it's going to be fine. And I know you tell that to every guest that's coming on. Just chill. It'll be fine.
I know, because I had to laugh, you know, when I was, you know, I was, you know, catching up with Dr. Deep and, you know, talking about what he was going to discuss, you know, yesterday. We're doing, he's like, I don't know, an hour. See, I was like, trust me, it's really not going to be that long. I was like, everyone, it's like the running joke, you know, the guests like, oh my God, even like, you know, some guests were like, oh, 30 minutes, that seems like so long. I was like, I'm telling you, before you know it, it's like gone. And that just shows you how great of speakers they are and the topic. You know, it's certainly, it's nice to have.
I know. I have to interrupt. Hear what you said? It's how great the speakers are and the topic. Nothing about and you. Nothing about you and me.
And everything goes.
Pull the plug anytime he wants. He didn't get anything.
It's going, really Christina. The hard-hitting questions you two ask, you know, that is really just the cherry on top, I must say.
You know what? We're going to take a break. I'm disgusted. We're going to take a break. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.